Today is Easter Monday. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Woo!
On our Lenten journey this year, we followed Jesus through illuminating stories in the Gospels as he entered into the mess of daily life. We reflected on how these stories were also a means to have us realize we are called to find and follow Jesus beyond the mess of our lives and to be transformed by his love and grace so that we can love others in the mess of their lives, just as Jesus has done for us.
What has this year's Lenten journey been like for you? How would you describe to a friend what you learned about joining Jesus in the mess of your life and loving others in spite of their mess?
We join Jesus once again in what could be called a messy situation for a man named Nicodemus. As you listen to this transformational conversation between someone trying to avoid a messy situation for himself, place yourself on the scene and discern what the Spirit of God might be trying to speak to you.
There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. "Rabbi," he said, "we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." "What do you mean?" exclaimed Nicodemus. "How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again." "How are these things possible?" Nicodemus asked. Jesus replied, "You are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things? I assure you, we will tell you what we know and have seen, and yet you won't believe our testimony. But if you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ever gone to heaven in return, but the Son of Man has come down from heaven. And Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness. So the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him."
Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader, a Pharisee, came to Jesus at night. Why do you think that was? Sometimes our relationship with Jesus is messy due to all our questions, doubts, and fears we might have about life, let alone Jesus. How is this true for you? We've noticed that Nicodemus is a Pharisee, someone who is very educated, knows a lot about the scriptures. How does that connect with Jesus telling this very educated, knowing person that he cannot enter the kingdom of God unless he is born again? What is Jesus saying and inviting Nicodemus to do?
As we enter into today's scripture again, we focus in on how Jesus showcases another messy situation, a story Nicodemus would have known very well, and how it relates to Jesus' own life.
No one has ever gone up into the presence of God except the one who came down from that presence, the Son of Man. In the same way that Moses lifted the serpent in the desert so people could have something to see and then believe, it is necessary for the Son of Man to be lifted up. And everyone who looks up to him, trusting and expectant, will gain a real life, eternal life. This is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son, and this is why. So that no one need be destroyed by believing in him. Anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his Son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help, to put the world right again.
Based on this passage of how Jesus entered into our mess in such a dramatic, loving, grace-filled way, what is the Holy Spirit highlighting for you or moving you to respond?
Nicodemus heard these truths from Jesus. How God in love sent Jesus into the world because we are such a mess. And Nicodemus's life was forever changed. For we find in John 7 that Nicodemus is now asking questions to his fellow Pharisees on the behalf of Jesus. In a sense, he defends Jesus by asking if they are in the habit of convicting someone without a fair hearing. After Jesus dies, Nicodemus is no longer sneaking to be with Jesus at night, but is along with another former secret disciple of Jesus, Joseph of Arimathea, as a request to receive the body of Jesus after the crucifixion. The Apostle John notes that Nicodemus brought with him 75 pounds of burial spices. By this, Nicodemus moves into the mess with Jesus as an act of loving devotion, and through that demonstrates how his life has been changed. We don't know what happened to Nicodemus after this, but we can take an informed guess that his life got significantly more messy for the better. This Easter Monday, how are you following the leading of the Holy Spirit to bring you out of the darkness and more into the light with Jesus? As we've seen this Lenten season, it might mean we have to find and follow Jesus in our own messes, and then love like Jesus loved us into the messes of others. But in doing so, we will be transformed to become who God has longed for us to become. The message of Easter, writes theologian N.T. Wright, is that God's new world has been unveiled in Jesus Christ, and that you're now invited to belong to it. And dare I say, messes and all.
In these final moments today, clearly know and believe that the risen Jesus is with you in the messiness of life. Spend some time thanking Jesus what he has taught you on this year's Lenten journey. Then spend some time listening to what Jesus shares in response.
Risen Jesus, we acknowledge the messiness of our lives, how that messiness is put upon us, how we add to that messiness. Risen Jesus, love us and help us to love through the messiness.